average boy.
Look out, he's back, with shoes untied and his ears slicked back, taking life on one day at a time, average boy and just bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 88 of the official Average Boy podcast. We did it, Jesse! We hit the double snowman of episodes!
The double snowman of episodes?
Yeah, you know, the number 88 looks just like two snowmen standing together. Double snowman! Also, here's a fun fact to kick off our episode. The number 808 sort of looks like it spells out the word Bob, which leads me into my very professional introduction that sounds like this. Hey everyone, I'm Bob Smiley, aka Average Boy, aka the fast-fixing, fabulously faithful friend of factual fun and fracas.
Wow, you seem ferociously, fantastically fired up on this fine day. But do you even know what the word fracas means?
Of course, Jesse. Fracas comes from the Latin root word meaning I have no idea.
Okay, so you don't really know what it means.
Well, I know it's fun to say. I also know that my dad is always telling me and my brother to stop the fracas. But the problem is we can never find the fracas in order to stop it. I just know whatever it is, it's always around when my brother and I are wrestling.
Well, that makes sense, because fracas is actually an interesting word that means a noisy disturbance or quarrel. Kind of like wrestling. And did you know that in the British English, the S is silent? In England, they say fraca, but in America, we pronounce it fracas.
Wow, you do love words. Oh, which should lead you into your very own professional introduction as well. Jesse, you forgot to do the introduction at the start of the episode.
Oh yeah, I did. I wonder what sort of fracas got me distracted from introducing myself, but I'm going to fix that right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, and the wildly wonderful wrangler of words.
No fooling.
Yes, no fooling, because that's my name, job title, and my favorite hobby.
No, I mean, I would like to start a new rule where there's no fooling.
Does this have something to do with April Fool's Day?
It does. I am not a fan.
That's interesting, because, you know, I thought you'd love April Fool's Day, especially because you love fishing.
Wait a minute, fishing? Is this a setup for a Jesse joke?
No, I kind of wish it was, but I'm being serious. April Fool's Day can be traced back to the late 1500s in Italy, where people would put a paper fish on somebody's back as a trick, and then they'd say, April Fish. Of course, they'd say it in Italian, which, you know, we did a story on the history of April Fool's Day in Clubhouse years ago.
Okay, that actually is pretty funny. But I'm not telling my parents that story because they already love April Fool's Day. In fact, I think the whole reason my mom and dad got married was just to pull pranks on their kids.
Well, Bob, I think you know that's not the case.
I know. Dad is always telling us that he got married and had kids for the tax deductions. But I've never been a fan of pulling pranks on people or making them look like a fool.
I agree with you about pulling pranks and with the fact that your dad likes to joke. You know, I actually have friends who are pirates, and I totally avoid them on April Fool's Day.
Wait a minute, why would you avoid your friends, your pirate friends, on April Fool's Day?
Because they're always trying to get me to walk the prank. Walk the prank. Instead of playing.
Okay. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but that was a good joke.
Well, thanks. So, wait, let's get back to your story. You're not a fan of April Fool's Day, so I guess you're like eggs. You know, eggs don't celebrate April Fool's Day because they might crack each other up.
And we're back to the groaner jokes. Jesse, that egg joke was really foul.
Well, wait, what about this one from Jeremiah L? He wrote into us at averageboy.org and he asked, why did the egg hide? Because it was a little chicken.
Okay, I get it. And that's a great joke, Jeremiah. That's super funny.
It is. But let's not get off topic because of these chicken puns. Although, you know, I know Judah would like those because he messaged us and asked if we had any jokes about chickens. And the answer is, we do. A lot. Two words. You know, but let's get back to your story, Bob. I want to hear why you don't like April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I can't keep on track with all this fracas going on. Or fracca, if you're from London.
Nice callback. Yeah, and memory.
Oh, thanks.
So, back to April Fool's Day. What do you not like about it?
Well, I'm not a fan of looking like a fool, but I also don't feel good about making others look like a fool. You know, the Book of Proverbs talks a lot, two words, about being a fool, and it's not good to be one. A fool starts fights, is easily upset, loves to talk, but never listen. A fool believes everything he reads or hears. That's actually in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15, in case you don't believe what you're actually hearing right now.
I know that scripture well. You know, the two verses before and after kind of sum up what I think you're trying to say. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 14 through 16 says, "The faithless will be fully repaid for their ways, and the good rewarded for theirs. The simple," meaning the fool, "believe anything, but the prudent give thought to their steps. The wise fear the Lord and shun evil, but a fool is hot-headed and yet feels secure."
Exactly. I don't want to be a hot-headed, gullible fool. I get that some pranks are harmless and funny, but pranks can get out of hand really fast.
Yeah, and so you said that your parents like April Fool's Day. What kind of pranks do they like to pull?
Oh, that's a great question. For the most part, they're harmless, but for instance, one year, my dad scraped all the white icing out of the middle of the Oreo cookies, and then he replaced it with white toothpaste. And sure, it was a great way to get me to finally brush my teeth, but I did not like getting tricked over and over and over like that.
I see your point. You know, biting into an Oreo... Wait, what do you mean about getting tricked over and over and over? Did you fall for that more than once?
Come on, Jesse. You can't just eat one Oreo, even if they are filled with toothpaste.
Okay, so I'm not even going to ask how many you ate.
Okay, good. And I won't answer you. Oh, even though it would be a good callback for our snowman discussion earlier.
Wait, eight? You ate eight of them?
You said you wouldn't ask.
Okay. Well, the Oreo prank sounds sort of harmless, but what else do they do?
Okay, so one year my dad put playing cards on top of the ceiling fan blades in my room, and when I turned on the fan, I was instantly caught in an Aces and King rainstorm. Oh, and that same year, my mom gave me a bowl of cereal and a glass of juice for breakfast.
Wait, hang on. A bowl of cereal and a glass of juice. That doesn't sound like a prank. It sounds like a nutritious breakfast.
Well, that's what I thought at first, but I could tell something was up by the way my mom was kind of grinning at me. And sure enough, she had put the cereal and the milk in the freezer the night before. She was laughing hysterically the whole time I was trying to get the spoon unstuck from the bowl. Wait, Jesse, why are you writing on that piece of paper right now?
Well, you know, no reason. Continue.
Okay. And I do have to admit, the frozen cereal did make me laugh. I even said to her, "All right, you got me. That was funny, but I'm glad the tricks are finally over now."
And were they?
They were until I took a sip of my, quote, juice.
Wait, why did you put juice in quote marks? Was it frozen as well?
No, it was Jell-O. It looked just like juice when it was just sitting there in the cup. Wait, why are you smiling?
Well, because that Jell-O joke is actually in this April's issue of Clubhouse Junior Magazine. That's our magazine for younger kids. So, you know, maybe the takeaway from today's episode is that pranks can be fun if they're done in love and if they don't really harm or embarrass someone.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And I have to admit, it's pretty funny when my parents' pranks don't work out.
Ooh, do you have any examples of pranks that they pulled that didn't work out?
Oh, yeah, I have tons. Let's see. Oh, here's my favorite one. One time, Dad put some cotton under the cap of my shampoo bottle. You know, it was supposed to prevent the shampoo from coming out of the bottle when I squeezed it, but the joke was on him. I didn't discover the trick until about 4 months after April Fool's Day. My dad was going insane waiting for his trick to work.
That's funny. and a little concerning about your hygiene habits. So how did this year's April Fool's Day go for you?
Well, I decided this year I was not going to be made a fool. I was going to stay super focused and extra careful about all my surroundings. And trust me, Jesse, it was not easy because my parents and my friends, they went all out.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Okay, after I woke up, I started the day by grabbing my hockey stick and checking the opening to my bedroom door. And sure enough, Dad had put cellophane across the opening of the door. I then remembered to check down inside my shoes before putting them on.
You know, if you don't want to worry about people putting stuff in your shoes, you could always wear the type that frogs use.
Wait a minute, frogs? What kind of shoes do frogs wear?
Open-toed ones.
Anyway, sure enough, Dad had stuffed grocery sacks down in my shoes.
Because frogs wear open-toed shoes. You know, they would see the bags down by their toads.
Oh, I think we got the joke. I was just hoping we could jump past that.
Okay, well, I thought my joke was riveting, but fair enough.
It was a good setup, but when you got to the punchline, it kind of reminded me of my Velcro sneakers.
How so?
It was such a ripoff.
Okay, that one's going in the Jesse joke folder today.
Okay, while you're writing that one down, I'll tell you about the rest of my day.
So we're not going to converse anymore about shoes?
Okay, converse. I get it. Okay, not after that pun. We're not. I think we need to tie up the shoe jokes for a while. Anyway, I didn't react when my phone screen looked broken. I knew my brother had changed the lock screen just to make it look like it was broken. And also, I didn't attempt to use the shower or brush my teeth that day.
Wait, why? Were you expecting, like, pranks in the shower or with your toothbrush?
No. Why?
No reason. Please continue.
So I got on the school bus without looking like a fool, but the day was not even close to being over. I had to avoid the whoopee cushion that Billy hid on my bus seat. I had to tell Glasses McQueen I didn't want to buy his donut seeds. I knew they were really just Cheerios.
So far, it sounds like you were dodging all the April Fool's pranks, but I feel like something's about to happen.
Well, sorry to disappoint you today, Jesse, but I made it through the entire school day without falling for one trick. The closest I even came to falling for a prank was when Sarah gave me a bag of Cheetos.
Well, how is that a prank? A bag of Cheetos actually sounds like a nice gift.
Not if your friends replace the Cheetos with baby carrots.
Oh, no. Did you fall for that?
I didn't. Thankfully, Donnie walked by and stole the bag from me before I could even open them.
So Donnie got tricked instead of you.
I guess. I don't think Donnie even noticed when he dumped the entire bag in his mouth. But that was the closest I came to getting tricked, and it didn't work.
So you had a great April Fool's Day.
Pretty much. You know, since I made it through the entire day without falling for one prank, I decided to celebrate with some chocolate-covered sponge cake that I found in the refrigerator once I got home from school.
Oh, no.
I know. Mom came around the corner giggling as I bit into the real kitchen sponge covered in icing.
Yeah!
But you know what? I wasn't even discouraged. I just, like, reminded myself that God knows I'm not a fool, and that's really all that matters.
You know, you make a good point. No one likes to look like a fool. So even on a day where pranks are celebrated, we should be mindful not to do anything that might humiliate or embarrass someone.
Well, I hope Billy's listening right now, because if that whoopee cushion had gone off on that school bus, I would have been super embarrassed. I know, because it actually happened last year on the way to school.
But, you know, that actually reminds me of another verse. Proverbs 26, verse 18 through 19 says, "Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, 'I'm only joking.'" You know, there's a fine line between joking and doing something that harms someone.
That's exactly what I've been trying to say for this entire episode. That scripture sums it up perfectly. Look, I love to laugh. Anyone that was at church last Sunday during the sermon can vouch for that. I mean, laughing is great.
Wait. What would have everyone laughing at your church last Sunday during the sermon?
Well, I didn't say everyone laughed. I just said that I... You know what? That's not important right now. What I'm trying to say is it's not good to laugh at others' expense.
We actually got a letter from a listener that I think goes really well with this topic of pranking people.
Oh, I hope it wasn't the one we got from Ezra B.
Wait, hang on. Let me look that one up. Oh, wait, I found it. Yeah, Ezra's letter is great.
Well, did you read the part that says, I love your podcast, I listen to it all the time, and it helps me fall asleep? Jesse, I don't want people thinking our podcast puts them to sleep.
Oh, I see your point. But the letter that I was actually talking about is from Peter V., and he wrote and he said, hey, AB, first of all, I absolutely love your podcast.
You see, Ezra, Peter doesn't fall asleep listening to us.
I don't think that's what Ezra meant. But continuing with Peter's letter, he says, I absolutely love your podcast. It really helps me during my walk with God. Secondly, to fight boredom, I pray to Jesus a lot. And then he put in parentheses, two words.
Okay, that's a fan.
Oh, I agree. You know, Peter says praying to Jesus is an appropriate task for any occasion, and then he ends the letter by saying, more Jesse jokes, please.
What? Come on, Peter! Your letter was so good up until the end.
I think it finished strong.
Okay, so all of that is true, but what does it have to do with pulling pranks?
Well, we want to treat others the way Jesus treats us. And that's with love at all times. So when deciding if a prank is good to pull on someone, you know, maybe we should stop and pray about it and ask ourselves, is this a harmless, fun prank or just a mean one?
Oh, okay. I get it now. And I totally agree.
You know, and since you brought up Ezra's letter, I think we should address that as well. Because Ezra wrote, if I'm wanting to become a Christian and be baptized, what book of the Bible or chapter should I read first?
Well, Ezra, the first thing you need to do is stop falling asleep while listening to amazing podcasts. You know, maybe have a cup of coffee or an energy.
Bob, come on.
Okay, I'm only kidding. Ezra, I'm not kidding, though. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 is a great verse to start with. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
That is a great one. You know, there's actually so many verses about baptism and following Jesus in the Bible. Acts 22:16, Mark 16:16, you know, that's just to name a couple. Plus, Ezra, you can start by reading about Jesus' baptism in Matthew chapter 3. And that story is also told in Mark chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3.
And as you're reading that, you probably are going to notice that not once did John the Baptist pull a prank on Jesus or fall asleep.
Well, no, he did not. So Ezra, we hope that this show helps you with your relationship with Jesus. You know, making that decision to ask God's forgiveness for your sins and committing your life to following Jesus, it's the most important decision you'll ever make.
Yeah, and the best one.
So true. You know, well, thanks everybody for listening to today's official Average Boy podcast, which is a presentation of Focus on the Family. If you haven't heard our other episodes, you can go back and listen to all of them at averageboy.org. At that website, you can also find links to subscribe to Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, where you can read a new Adventures of Average Boy story every month.
And you can also click on the link to the Focus store to buy Average Boy's devotional books, Devotions for Super Average Kids, books 1 and 2, or you can get my new book, Average Boy's Above Average Year. You know, all three books are filled with no pranks and lots of laughs.
And speaking of laughs, we really like to laugh and love hearing more of your jokes and questions. Anyone can send us a message at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can leave a voice message by clicking on the green box on our homepage and then hitting the Send a Voicemail link on the side of the next page. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you do that, because we might use your message on a future episode.
An episode that won't be as cold as this one.
I get it, because it won't be double snowmen.
Exactly. So until next time, I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, telling you, don't be average.
Be super average. Hey, Jesse, you want some chocolate-covered sponge cake?
Pass it this way. You had me a chocolate.
He's average, boy. He's average, boy.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.